This is Ken Smith reminding you it happened today, May 6th. But the year was 1541. King Henry VIII orders that a Bible in English be placed in every church in England. 1541. It was on this day that Peter Minuet, a Dutchman, organized and purchased the island of Manhattan from the Native Americans for $24 worth of goods. 1626. It was on this day that Louis XIV of France moves his court to Versailles. He canonizes himself. He will then be known as St. Louis. 1682. It was on this day that the Union Army under General Sherman begins to advance to Atlanta, Georgia. A massive devastation. The death blow. The end of the Civil War. 1864. It was on this day that the World's Fair in Paris opens. Its main entrance, the Eiffel Tower, constructed for that World's Fair, 1889. The German airship Hindenburg exploded in flames at Lakehurst, New Jersey, killing 35 of the 97 who were on board. The cry of the journalist, oh, the humanity, as he watched flaming bodies run from the explosion. It was on this day that the Pulitzer Prize was awarded to John Steinbeck for The Grapes of Wrath. The first person to run a 4-minute mile was 3 minutes, 59 seconds, and 0.4 seconds. It happened in Oxford. The runner, Roger Bannister, the year 1954. President Dwight Eisenhower signed the Civil Rights Act of 1960 on this day. Mario Andretti sets a one-lap speed record at Indianapolis at 218 miles an hour, 1987. Entrepreneur Elon Musk on this day founded SpaceX. He's planning to go to Mars. 2002. It was on this day that the sitcom Friends aired its final season show with 52 million viewers. The year was 2020. The virus had struck. Gold's Gym files for bankruptcy. Deborah Birx, who each night gave briefings about the virus, said that the news outlets are, quote, very slicey and dicey in crafting headlines regarding the pandemic. And so there's good news and bad news, confusing news. And behind it all is the good news that this is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. This is Ken Smith reminding you it happened today, May 6th.